When the U.S. reports an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza,
some countries just automatically impose countrywide restrictions.
Restrictions on all U.S. poultry imports. Dr. Jack Scheer is chief veterinarian with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Last spring, when avian influenza was discovered in Tennessee, one of the countries that did impose a total ban on all U.S. poultry was South Korea. And now, days after the U.S. announced it was totally and officially free of the virus, South Korea has announced it's lifting its ban. Dr. Scheer told us that the U.S. has gotten many countries to agree to only ban poultry imports from areas of the U.S. where the outbreaks occur. And for South Korea,
we'll continue to negotiate with them to regionalize every time we have one of these virus outbreaks.
South Korea had a bad one last fall. They had to destroy over 30 million chickens. Most were egg-laying hens, causing an egg shortage there. And so, also, South Korea has said it will temporarily allow U.S. egg and egg products into the country duty-free to try to alleviate that egg shortage. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.